This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Weapons producer, mad scientist, Fauci got caught creating the Wuhan virus with gain of function. They just changed the definition of gain of function. Well, the ADL are masters. I mean, they literally control reality, they say. They have now changed the definition of racism. And it's impossible for anyone who is brown to be racist. You understand? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Only white people are racist. So really, this is tribalism. You can have blacks that are tribal and hate the other black tribe, or you can have, a tribe that's Muslim that hates a Christian tribe, or vice versa. You can have, the Jews and the Muslims that are always fighting with each other. That's tribal division, sectarianism. But now none of that exists. It's all just white people. This is so evil, folks. This is so bad, and it's meant to make white people racist. It's meant to put people in groups. It's meant to destroy the real liberal, egalitarian Christian system. Racism, the marginalization and or oppression of people of color based on a socially constructed racial hierarchy that privileges white people. And that's the definition they're giving America to then dismantle America and the capitalist system for the middle class, telling brown people you can't be the middle class, which is the ultimate form of actual racism. Seriously evil. This just got changed yesterday. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So they're getting rid of tribalism and real terms like that and sectarianism, because racism is really just a term for that based on skin color, tribalism based on skin color. And now they're moving towards just saying being white is inherently bad, as they now teach everywhere. So you are getting Brian Festa, who's fighting this with WeThePatriotsUSA.org. Got a few minutes left here. Tell folks what you're discovering in your lawsuits about critical race theory.
Well, this one that I just told you about in Connecticut was the most shocking one I've seen. It's Loudoun County all over again, but almost to another level. There's elements in here, not only, like I said, the sexual assault, there's also sex education curriculum, really disgusting stuff that was being given and shown to kids in the school. That's going to be an element as well of this lawsuit. But the critical race theory, this superintendent, this is what Danielle told me, okay? She went into a private meeting with him and said, what's going on? I got this email that you're going to be changing the curriculum. You're going to be promoting this new kind of perspective on race. This sounds a lot like critical race theory in the 1619 project. And he said, well, yeah, it is. It is. I'm trying. My goal, my mission in Guilford is to elevate the whiteness of Guilford. That's what he said. Now, I don't know what that means, but he said he purchased $6,000 worth of Abraham X. Kendi's book, How to Become How to Be an Anti-Racist. You're probably familiar with it. He purchased that book.
Yeah, this is America's evil. White people are inherently bad. America must be gotten rid of. So this is America killing poison being injected by the establishment right into our children's minds.
Absolutely. And he purchased that for every staff member in the district, including kindergarten teachers, K through 12. Okay, so he wants them to be reading this so they can implement this in their curriculum.
And the Pentagon is force-feeding this to the troops. I mean, this is just so criminal.
It is. We have to put a stop to this. Listen, this is what I'm always telling people. We have to race to the courts to create good precedent before they create bad precedent. Because once they create bad precedent, we're done for decades, folks. Look what happened in Roe v. Wade. All right, that was 1973. And look at what we're still dealing with now.
And it turns out that baby never even died. That was a false flag. Unbelievable. The new definition of racism, being white, ADL, declaration of war against America. The closest thing to Nazis in America, folks, is the ADL. Very shameful. Do not represent wonderful Jewish Americans and others. They are just a leftist, Marxist-Leninist, globalist organization to destroy this country. Absolutely unbelievable. All right, Brian Festa, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex, and I hope to talk to you again. We'll have some great updates coming back soon. WeThePatriotsUSA.org.
Yes, sir. Please join our other shows. American Journal with Harrison Smith, weekday mornings at 8 a.m., and The War Room, 3 p.m. Central. The General Flynn interview is straight ahead.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them. That would just be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Worst case scenario in this case, as I started to look at this buildup and this what I call road to war, is this movement where you start to talk about nuclear weapons and people that are talking about World War III. I mean, this is not going to be some, you know, movie, right? This is real. And in a World War III scenario, which people in Washington, D.C., people in the legislative branch, some of these senators, some of these members of Congress, some of these people in the National Security Council, some of these think tankers, they are all like beating the drums like we should be ready to go. We should go. No, no. Take a deep breath, everybody. I think that we are going to see, I expect something, again, another distraction. You know, I really do. I expect because of what was staged on January 6th and what was staged up in Michigan to kidnap, you know, the fake kidnapping of the governor up in Michigan, Whitmer. I think we're going to see staged events. I really do. I mean, I really do think that do not put past this administration with their, you know, their thugs in some cases that they have access to. Do not put it past them to stage something and then declare some type of national emergency in order to further shut down aspects of our freedoms. I believe that. So, you know, and I tell that to people, and I'm telling it to you, and I'm telling it to your audience. You know, in 30 seconds, it has to do with this beautiful country that my father, who's a World War II and Korea War veteran, and my mother, who decided to have 9 children, thank God, they handed my family, my generation, our generation, Alex, a beautiful country on a silver platter and said, you know, go forth and do good, be good to others and work hard and you'll have a good life. And we, our generation has screwed this up. And so when I look at my children and my grandchildren especially, that's my long game. So pay attention, people. Discover, learn, read, do whatever you got to do and follow this great show because Alex has been right on for over a decade.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, he doesn't need any introduction on this Friday, January 28th broadcast. He's General Flynn, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top advisor, national security advisor to President Trump, and, of course, an embattled individual in the fight for this republic. He wrote a very important article that I saw widely syndicated, exclusive from General Flynn. Biden might get hundreds of millions killed over Ukraine. And then Biden was in the news last night with statements like, brace for impact to the capital and to the president of Ukraine trying to really escalate things. So we couldn't have a better expert, because he is a China and Russia expert, on than General Flynn. General, thank you. I know that you're on the road on your way to McAllen, Texas. You're in Houston right now to survey the collapsed border. So thank you for stopping on the road to do this quick interview.
Absolutely, Alex, and thanks so much for having me. And you have a great audience, and I want to just thank that your terrific audience for supporting me. So thank you.
Well, absolutely, sir. We love the great work you're doing for this republic. So please get into this editorial that came out a few days ago, and then since then, a lot has developed what you really think is happening. Because I'm not a military mastermind like you, but it looks to me like Biden's trying to distract from all of his problems here at home by trying to start some type of proxy war with Russia.
I mean, this is, you know, these are people that are masters of distraction in the White House today and in running our government, running our intelligence agencies, running our Department of Defense. So the reason why I wrote that article is because when I look at Russia, you know, Russia has really three big problems. They have a historic problem, they have a geographic problem, and they have a cultural problem. And when you have this historic problem, which is really Europe and NATO, and this continued encroachment, I mean, I really think that we have to take a step back and look at the historical perspectives that we are all facing, and particularly in the decision making when it comes to the potential for going to war. When you have nuclear powers, you know, vis-a-vis Russia and the United States of America at a potential, stance against each other with some of the incredibly stupid foreign policies that we have coming out of our White House, which are just showing enormous weakness, and all the other adversaries that we have, like China, like Iran, like North Korea, they're all watching what it is that is going on. And I think that a couple of weeks ago, probably, I'd say a month ago, Putin probably wasn't where he's at, but he has seen such weakness in Biden. And you know, I think there's so many things that we have to take into perspective here. So, you know, the recent phone call by the White House by Biden to Ukraine President Zelenko, I think that, we have to understand what kinds of things they discussed, and there'll be bits and pieces that'll come out of that. But we're really talking about the standoff between the United States and Russia. And this is really, to me, strategically, this is really a European problem right now. That's why I'm getting ready to go to down on our Texas-Mexican border here to rally for our own border, because, you know, we're getting so worried about the Ukrainian border all of a sudden. This is a European problem, and I think we can talk about Germany. We can talk about some of the issues with where the Germans stand. I mean, this is a really very, very serious time. I wrote that article because I wanted people to understand who read it that we are talking about the potential for nuclear powers and this increasing rhetoric about going to war. I've seen people that serve or served in that White House, the current White House, talking about World War III, the foreign policy think tanks, the defense think tanks out of Washington, D.C., want to continue to drive us to a war with Russia. And we cannot afford it right now, number one. But number two, this is not really our problem. This is a European problem, and I think that Europe needs to resolve this as much as Russia needs to resolve this.
Well, since you raised that, a very respected head of the German Navy resigned last week. I think you were alluding to that. And said some really important things about China's the enemy. Russia wants to work with us. They're becoming more Western than even us. Putin talks about how we need to become Christian in America. Russia needs to become Christian. Putin says we need to have children. We need family values. And is not trying to expand its borders, while China, it seems, has taken over the world. You were one of the main architects that convinced, I think, one of the few good things Obama did. But you're credited with convincing Obama and others to pivot towards China. Now it's clear that China is expansionist. Why do we see this move away from confronting China and confronting Russia?
Well, I think that there's a lot of reckoning that has to take place, and I think that world of journalism could do some more investigations when it comes to, because we're not, you know, maybe we want to talk a little bit about, you know, Hunter Biden and Burisma and Hunter Biden and the CCP and the intelligence community of the Chinese.
Yes, sir. Take us wherever you want. You've got the floor. Tell us.
Yeah, big deal. So, you know, there is this focus, this over-focus on Russia, and always has been, particularly from those left-leaning institutions in this country, and basically away from China. You know, the sharks in the water right now smell blood when it comes to the stupidity of the foreign policy of this administration. So, again, I'm going to go back to Russia. Russia has three principal problems, historic. I just mentioned Europe and the historic problems with Europe. They have a geographic problem with China, and they know it, and they have to deal with it. And you're talking eight time zones in Russia, and a lot of it touches on their border with China. That geographic border has a lot of challenges for them, and they have to deal with it. That's just that's the neighborhood that they're in. And then the third problem is cultural. And this gets to the heart of what you just asked me and what this German chief of naval operations actually, I think he was alluding to. I mean, the cultural problem is the rise of Islam and radical Islam and Islamists inside of the Russian Federation. When you look at the southern tier of nations all the way over to places like, you know, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, and into the Central Asian Republic.
Come back.
Putin sees all of these things.
Of the interview. We're going to be right back on the other side with the rest of the interview. Be sure and visit General Flynn's new site. That's excellent, been revamped. That's GeneralFlynn.com. GeneralFlynn.com and his new book, A Letter to America. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar. And in the next 30 minutes, we'll post the full interview, demand on video, so you can share it. This is important. This could stop World War III, and this could stop the big false flag. It's up to you, America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. The full Michael Flynn issues emergency warning interview has now been posted.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
General Flynn issues emergency warning of nuclear war and coming domestic false flag. Full interview just went live about 10 minutes ago at band.video. It's also going live on the front page of InfoWars.com. We're going to make it the featured video. You can see right there that little promo video we put out earlier is the top video. But we're going to make the full interview the featured video at band.video. Very easy to find right there at the top. Back to the interview.
Putin sees all of these things, and he's got to deal with every single bit of it. And I think that, you know, if you can put that German naval officer's link on your site today, people can understand kind of this is a very serious guy. I know who this guy is, and I think that he was right in what he said, because China is the principal adversary that we face. I'm looking at this from a military perspective. People in the State Department, they can look at them as colleagues if they want. I don't look at them as colleagues. I'm talking about China. I look at China as a nation state that is in the pockets, or they have us. They have this administration in their pockets, and we really are having a difficult time. And I'm going to tell you, while Russia is considering whatever they're going to do, while Europe is considering whatever they're going to do, and you can see the political leaders of Germany, they don't want anything to do with war with Russia, because if they do, their Nord Stream oil pipeline gets cut off, their access to energy. I mean, one of the things that Trump did during the Trump administration was he took this issue on, and he made the United States of America energy independent. Well, now all of a sudden we're not energy independent. So whenever a guy like Putin can raise the barrel of a price of oil, which he does, and he takes advantage of Europe, which he can, it's because the United States of America is showing incredible weakness. When we are energy independent, meaning we're taking care of ourselves from an energy perspective, but we also can take care of the rest of the world, Alex, I mean, then there's a lot more leverage. There's a lot more strength. And we don't have that right now. And that was one of the first, things that Biden, the Biden administration did, was they started to shut down our energy independence, our pipelines. I mean, just incredible. So there's a series of issues that are in play right now. And when we talk about war in Europe, this is not a small thing. And I think that in Putin's case, I think that he has the upper hand when it comes to Biden, and he knows it, because he knows all of the crookedness, particularly when it comes to the kinds of things that the Biden family got involved in Ukraine with Burisma, right? I mean, with Hunter, I don't know what he was getting paid at. You know, $60,000 a month or something for his energy expertise. Give me a break. And so these kinds of leverages are held over this administration. So regardless of whatever the conversation was that Biden had with the president of Ukraine, I think all of it amounts to nothing more than another demonstration of weakness, particularly in terms of the foreign policy of this administration, this current administration that's in there. And all the other adversaries that we have, like China, like Iran, like North Korea. Let's just see what these other countries start to do. Let's see what kind of pressures the Chinese start putting on Taiwan. I can tell you, I watch the Japanese media. I watch the Japanese media on a routine basis, probably every day, if not every couple of days, to see what they're sense is in their country about the Chinese incursions over the Taiwan Straits. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of concern. And I don't feel right now that the Japanese feel like they can count on this administration to stand strong with them. I know that we have a great military-to-military relationship, but when it comes to the foreign policy, this administration is showing extraordinary weakness. And I mean, I just think it's just stupid. I mean, I think the foreign policy right now is just stupid. When you start to listen to these defense and foreign policy think tanks that in Washington, D.C., that want nothing more than the United States to get back into another war where we're continuing to participate, you know, instead of getting in there and fighting and winning and getting out and with clear objectives. I mean, I'm very concerned right now, and that's why I felt compelled to write that article.
Well, it's very important, and I'd like to walk through a few of the points that you've mentioned here. What do you make of even Republican senators saying things a few months ago like, we might have to nuke Russia first, first strikes, and other statements like that, and then Biden saying a week and a half ago, okay, we don't care if there's a small incursion by Russia. Then the next day saying, no, you know, any incursion, we may take military action. Then the next day saying, no, we'll never have military action. NATO threatening to attack, then saying, no, we'll never do that. I mean, this seems like the worst policy is to go hot and cold off and on. That sounds like how you'd try to start a war to me. Being an expert on this at the Pentagon level and White House level, when you look at this, what does this signal the world? I mean, is there even any strategy here? Or is it just a bunch of crazy leftists that have hijacked the country in a stolen election and don't know what they're doing?
Well, a couple of things. So first of all, there was some type of a leaked article or leaked communication recently by one of the media outlets, and it had to do with Victoria Nuland. Victoria Nuland, who's one of our state, you know, senior State Department, you know, directors, and it's interesting. We're so much more deeply involved in this Ukrainian issue than most Americans would want. That's number one, and I think that people need to know that. American people need to know that. I would tell you, for all these people that get up and tout all these things that we should do, what I would ask people to do, and that's what I really has said or stated, was we need to take a deep breath. And we need to step back. And this is where relationships do matter. It doesn't mean that you have to like somebody. It just means that you have to have a relationship with somebody so you can pick up a phone, call them up, and you're talking to them on an equal or even a stronger foundation or basis. And this is why I think where in the case for the, you know, for Donald Trump, and I'll go back to his administration, because I think he had actually a very sort of man-on-man or president-on-president strong relationship with Putin. They didn't always agree on everything. And I can tell you, Trump never gave in to him. If you just followed along with what kinds of things that the Trump administration did over the time that he was the president when it came to Russian relations. But we have to have these types of strong relationships with the leaders of these countries.
And isn't that what the head of the German Navy said when he resigned? He said, we got to get eye to eye with these people. That's how we're going to stop wars. We got to get real.
Exactly. I mean, it's not just a call to the Ukraine president. I mean, they're in the middle. This is why is the president of the United States dealing, you know, and again, this gets back to, you know, having zero relationship or having a relationship where it's one of weakness. And you're afraid. He's afraid to make this call and afraid to see what's going to be said. And I think that all that we really need to do here is we need to take a step back. We need to see who has the strongest relationship, and we need to get involved. You know, at that level, not the president of the United States talking to the president of Ukraine. Why isn't the president of the United States calling up Putin and saying, hey, look, you know, we don't want to go here. And this is, let's figure out how we can move around this. But the reason why.
Exactly. So why would Western establishment that's always been engaged with foreign countries, especially superpowers, be paralyzed? Because what you're describing sounds like people that are asleep at the switch.
Yeah. Well, the big message to our adversaries is one of weakness. And it's not just people that are asleep at the switch. These are people who look at foreign policy as a way to enhance their own equities, and particularly in this particular administration, to distract. Because I really do believe
that. All right, folks, the really important parts are coming up. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. The General Flynn interview is now at band.video.
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in, but a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential, nutrient, multivitamins, so you absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc and rose hips. Number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, it does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out. Because of supply chain breakdowns, we got a limited run. So please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
What you're describing sounds like people that are asleep at the switch.
Yeah. Well, the big message to our adversaries is one of weakness. And it's not just people that are asleep at the switch. These are people who look at foreign policy as a way to enhance their own equities, and particularly in this particular administration, to distract. Because I really do believe that. And I say this, I think maybe I said this at the very beginning. These are people who are masters of distraction. I mean, the fact that we're up now talking about Ukraine, you know, we're not talking about the lockdowns and the mandates. We're not talking about that. This is why I'm going to the border today, the Mexican Texas border. Mexico-Texas border. This is why I'm going down there today to visit it and then have a big rally down there. And it's because we need to start to look at what's happening domestically, and we need to say really pay attention to it. This administration is causing us to look in places where we really don't have huge national security interests. And the reason why we are where we are in the Ukraine is because of just incredible weakness and, frankly, stupid foreign policy. And I use that word, you know, just what it means, stupid. I mean, these are people who have gotten us into this mess because of all of the things that we have allowed to happen. And I go back to this business about energy. Energy is a big deal globally. And when Russia is providing Germany, I think they're providing like 70%. And then the Germans then export that around Europe. So they're providing them like 70% of their energy needs right now into Germany. So, you know, what does Germany have to say about all this stuff in the Ukraine? I'd be interested. And I think we're going to see very little coming out of there. I think from a military perspective, I think they talked about sending some helmets or something like that. I mean, you know, I do not want to get involved in a conflict in the Ukraine because I just don't see the objectives. I don't see what it is in terms of our national security interest. I don't think Putin does either, to be honest with you. I really don't think Putin does. But I think that what we have to do is we have to develop and get better at these relationships. But we're not going to get it. Sadly, we're not going to have it, Alex, under this administration. This administration has blown it. Our foreign policy is in a state of shambles right now. And when we start to I don't use in my article, the article that was written there, I don't use and I don't talk about nuclear weapons in a light way. I mean, when we talk about the use of nuclear weapons or the capabilities of nuclear weapons, and let me tell you something about Russia. Russia is no lightweight. Russia and Putin, particularly in the time that he's been in charge, and he's developed some very sophisticated technology, some sophisticated weaponry. They have increased their level of readiness and training. I mean, they do a lot of annual exercises, and we pay very close attention to them, and I still do. I watch who they're trading with and their relationships with and what kind of technologies they have in their military and their ability to communicate and their cyber capabilities. I mean, this is a very, very sophisticated enemy, and we cannot take them lightly. And frankly, in terms of our military, I pray that our military and our leadership is more focused on fighting and winning our nation's wars, which is what it's designed to do, instead of worrying about what critical race theory is going to be or continuing to shove these jabs into the arms of our troops who frankly are trying to fight that back. So, I mean, we have our priorities, Alex. We have our priorities right now so upside down, and we are in a very, very dangerous position here for the United States of America going forward, not only with the Ukraine, but in the Indo-Pacific basin, particularly when it relates to Taiwan. And I know you got listeners in Japan that pay attention to this, and I know they'll listen to this. You know, we stand with Japan. We always have stood with Japan. And I know the Japanese are very, very concerned about the foreign policy decisions. And I will go back again to the relationships, because I think that the compromised people in the White House and the compromised people around this particular president, and I mean, you know, within his own family, everybody knows it, Alex, everybody knows it. You know, if this were Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump, oh, my God. But since it's Hunter Biden, nobody does anything. Nobody says anything. I mean, I listened to Peter Schweitzer the other day talking about some of this stuff. It's just more and more things keep coming out. And so these people are compromised. They know exactly what's happening because they've been able to infiltrate right inside of our decision making system. And they're just waiting. They're just, you know, the bait is there and they're about to. You know, they're about to jump all over it. So
absolutely. In general, aren't the big corporations and kind of globalist consortiums, they're trying to play countries off against each other to consolidate power and control and divert from their biomedical COVID-19 power grab? Aren't they playing a dangerous game here? Because they're just acting like superpowers and weapons and all this is a chessboard or something. This isn't a chessboard, is it? I mean, you described at the end of your article that, hey, folks, all that money you big hedge fund people have, you're not going to be able to even have a bank to keep it in. You're not going to have electricity if we have a nuclear war. Can you spend a few minutes describing how this could kick off? Because it just seems so historically insane to be on Russia's doorstep, moving troops into Russia's theater, and then threatening Russia when they mass troops in response to that. It just seems like folly to me.
Here's where I'm at with war, okay, and this is for everybody. War is never clean. When you start talking about going to war, it never ends up the way you want it to. It's unfair. It's very unfair. The warfare is not meant to be fair. The escalation of activities once you begin fighting each other, once you begin the war, starts to go into a direction that you never planned for. I don't care how many options you put on the table. I don't care how many options your military has presented. It will never go the way you want it to go. And so you have to be prepared for a range of things. And one of these things that you have to be prepared for is this, what a lot of us in my whole world was planning for the worst case scenario. And the worst case scenario in this case, as I started to look at this buildup and this, what I call road to war, is this movement where you start to talk about nuclear weapons and people that are talking about World War III. I mean, this is not going to be some, movie, right? This is real. And once we start, once we get into something like this, and we begin to impose, horrific foreign policy decisions, particularly over a military that is not our military, that is not ready, in a place like Europe. And I think that NATO is not in a place today where they're trained and ready to. I mean, NATO, we just look at the debacle coming out of Afghanistan with NATO, right? And not only the United States of America, but also NATO. So we're in a different place today. This is not World War II. People always go back and say, well, World War II. No, this is a new Russia. They are well trained. They're ready. They have a leader who appears to be in charge. We are in a different place militarily. We're in a different place from a foreign policy strategically. Europe is in a different place. I mean, I think this is a European problem right now. And I think that Europe needs to step up and they need to start calling to action what they are going to do. And they may have to, get in there and with their own people, their own leaders dealing with Putin and starting to have a conversation with what it is that he wants and what he needs. I mean, Putin doesn't want to go to war. Believe me, Putin has enough problems internally to Russia. He knows that. He's got plenty of problems internally to Russia. He doesn't need another external war to distract anything. Maybe the people in the White House need that external distraction, and maybe they're trying to lead us toward that. And God help us if they are, because the escalation of war can take us to a nuclear exchange. And like I said, all these tech titans and all these corporate leaders out there across our country who are dealing with China right now. I mean, you better start paying attention. Otherwise, we're not going to have a country here in the United States of America to be able to do the kinds of things that we've always cherished our ability to do, which is to live in a democracy with a capitalistic type system. That's fine. A constitutional republic where we have all of our freedoms. We're going to lose these things if we end up escalating to a point that is now no longer in our control. And that's what happens in these large-scale wars, Alex. And in a World War III scenario, which people in Washington, D.C., people in the legislative branch, some of these senators, some of these members of Congress, some of these people in the National Security Council, some of these think tankers, they are all like beating the drums like we should be ready to go. We should go. No. Take a deep breath, everybody. Washington, D.C., how about shutting down for a week?
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In a World War III scenario, which people in Washington, D.C., people in the legislative branch, some of these senators, some of these members of Congress, some of these people in the National Security Council, some of these think tankers, they are all like beating the drums like we should be ready to go. We should go. No. Take a deep breath, everybody. Washington, D.C., how about shutting down for a week? How about shutting down for a month? And let's let cool heads prevail. I think if you shut down for a week or two, maybe you would come back and go, okay, yeah, things are okay. And guess what? The rest of this country will be just fine.
Beautifully said, now, General Flynn. I know you in about 6-7 minutes have to get on the road to get to McAllen for this big event. You got down there. We're going to have reporters down there as well. Hell, I may even come down there. But the point is, you talked about what Ukraine is distracting from. Let's spend a few minutes on that. The central issue of COVID-19. You're one of the only leaders out there that gets that it's a political weapon of control and fear and economic shutdowns to consolidate power. Finally, a lot of leaders like Rand Paul and others are talking about the Great Reset. They're talking about Klaus Schwab, that other power group. Because we talk about China, we talk about Russia, we talk about the U.S., but then there's that globalist arm that manipulates all the different groups. I know that you are an expert on that. You observed that when you were the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Without getting into classified aspects of the different power blocks, can you explain this in a nutshell, what the globalists are up to and how you think we counter them? I think just identifying them and exposing the UN conglomerate is the way to go. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So, this idea of the Great Reset is not a conspiracy theory. I mean, these Schwab wrote a book about it. I mean, so let's not kid ourselves anymore. Let's not let the mainstream media try to box us into a bunch of conspiracy theorists. This is very real. This whole issue with COVID, you know, so COVID is a real type of disease or whatever you want to call it. But it's treatable, and I don't want to get into the medical or the science part of it, which has really, you know, come out in droves. This is all about control, and it's controlled by a group of elitists around the world, and that includes some of these tech titans, some of these corporate, titans of not only in the United States but around the world, and certainly some of these other organizations. So a couple of organizations, and everybody can go look these up. World Trade Organization, the World Bank, the European Union, the World Health Organization, which has come into the news quite a bit because of all this COVID stuff and the responses. But all of these global organizations, the United Nations is another one, all these global organizations, they think they see themselves and those that are sort of even above them, they see themselves as this is how we can rule the world. This is how we can control societies. This is how we can control humanity. So let's introduce something called COVID, and they did it, and they did it for a couple of reasons. One of the big reasons was to steal an election. I mean, if the Democrats, you know, worked as hard on foreign policy as they worked on stealing the elections, maybe we would be better off. But, you know, so there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of things here going on. But yes, these are globalist organizations. These are world organizations. And when you start to look at, you know, who is directing them and who is leading them, there are real people behind that. And Schwab is one. You got a George Soros. You have the Arabella Group. I mean, these are real things. These are real, led by real people who have placed themselves. You know, Gates is another one who have placed themselves above some of these world institutions, and they drive them. They really do drive them. So, you know, hey, I'm just a guy out here, you know, in the United States of America. You know, I've been given a great platform just by the people of this country, and I appreciate it very much. So I get attacked all the day. I get attacked constantly, Alex, as you know, and that's okay. I'm going to continue to fight. I'm going to continue to fight for what I believe are the right things. And you know, I mean, we're dealing with an administration that has a open border policy for this country, an open border policy for this country. And we're talking, I mean, so, you know, what's been reported by our own government institutions is 2.5 million people, illegals, have crossed into the country since this administration took over. 2.5 million. That's been what's been reported because that's how many they have tracked. But there's some that are watching this very closely that I'm in touch with, and we think it could be double that. We think it could be double that. And now they're sneaking them in like we've seen recently in the last 48, 96 hours. We've seen recently where they're flying some of these military age males. They're flying them below the level, below the screen into some of these smaller airport hubs around some of these, you know, out in some of these states and some of these cities. And this is all known. All of these Republican senators, all of these Republican members of the House, they should be jumping up and down on the Capitol steps and on the White House steps and saying enough is enough. We cannot handle this. This is going to destroy our country. And that's why we're going down to the border here today and tomorrow to have this rally. So if you get a chance to come down, Alex, I'd love to see you. Love to have you. Love to get you up there and speak to this crowd of people that we're going to have. And we need to keep fighting for this and other things in our country, because domestically we've got massive problems, and we don't need all these distractions that I think that this administration is actually attempting to use to distract from the real problems we're having right here at home.
Well, that's right. GeneralFlynn.com is the place to find all the great articles and videos and work you're doing. GeneralFlynn.com. Looking at Biden, looking at the election coming up in 284 days, I see the new national terrorism directive of the president, the open announcement that Trump supporters are terrorists, that people that question lockdowns are terrorists, that they believe that patriots are about to stage terror attacks, which I believe will be false flags. looking at the climate, in closing, General, what do you make of the attempt to take January 6th, which we know was a federally provocateur event at many levels, there were also some useful idiots that got sucked into it, in my view, to now project on that, no, it's not radical Islam that's the big threat, it's not communist China that's the threat, it's the American people and patriots that are the threat, and with straight faces, the CIA has come out and said, oh, we believe a civil war has already begun. We're going to have to arrest all the leadership. I mean, this is what a real authoritarian takeover looks like historically. Can you speak to that with your historic understanding?
Yeah. So in this country, I will tell you that Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Qaeda are all real threats inside of this country, and they're real. And what we just saw in this this hostage situation in Texas within the last couple of weeks, it was very, very real. It wasn't fake. It wasn't a conspiracy theory. I think that we are going to see, and I expect something, again, another distraction. You know, I really do. I expect, because of what was staged on January 6th and what was staged up in Michigan to kidnap, you know, the fake kidnapping of the governor up in Michigan, Whitmer, I think we're going to see staged events. I really do. I mean, I really do think that, do not put past this administration, but they're, you know, they're thugs in some cases that they have access to. Do not put it past them to stage something and then declare some type of national emergency in order to further shut down aspects of our freedoms. I believe that. So, you know, and I tell that to people, and I'm telling it to you, and I'm telling it to your audience. So as we move forward, what we have to be is we have to be above all this. We have to maintain, like I used to say, you know, to the troops, we have to maintain the moral high ground. We have to be stronger morally. We have to be stronger ethically. We have to be, you know, we have to stand ready on our principles and our values. And we have to promote those people, particularly those people that are now getting involved in primaries and in our election systems that are stepping up. We have a lot of veterans now, a lot of police. I'm endorsing a lot of police, a lot of veterans now who have never been in politics for political office, whether it's a state senator, whether it's a county commissioner, whether it's a U.S. senator or a governor. I mean, a lot of people that are now stepping into the political fray because they're sick and tired of what's happening in the country. And that's what we need more of. We need more of, you know, sort of, I call it local action. Will have a national impact. And I believe that truly. So pay attention, people. Discover, learn, read, do whatever you got to do. And follow this great show, because Alex has been right on for over a decade. And I keep saying that to you, Alex, you know, because, I mean, you know it, but God, the beating that you've taken, and I know the beating that I've taken for the last 5 years and still do. I mean, I have been subpoenaed by the insurrection commission led by the new Pontius Pilate of this era, Pelosi. And so, I mean, this is insane, and it's horrific, and it's costing tens of thousands of dollars for all of us who get subpoenaed, because you got to respond, right? So anyway, I really want people to pay attention, maintain the moral high ground, America, and get involved in your communities like you've never been involved before. So God bless you, Alex, for having me. Thank you for the time. And I hope to see you down on the border in McAllen.
Absolutely, General. Since you mentioned this, one other point. I'm sure you saw the New Republic, the New York Times, all of them are branding you as somebody that wants violence when you've never done that. They're branding you as the new rebel leader with rebel flags and all this other crap, saying, what is your long game? Please spend a minute or so telling us who you really are, because I know they're attacking you from the low level, the high level. They're attacking you from fake grassroots groups. I mean, I've seen a similar attacks on myself, but it's more intense with you because they know you're a very viable leader. To really, you know, galvanize Americans to fix this peacefully. How do you want to respond to the deal?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.